Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
I want to welcome you to today's podcast. We're going to be dealing with a brand new course, New Testament Survey. And before we get into the actual outline, we're going to read the introduction to the Gospels. So the first four books in the New Testament are called the Gospels. And these books record the life, ministry, teachings, death, and resurrections of Jesus Christ. And the approach of each book really differs. In Matthew, it emphasizes Jesus Christ as King, and it was directed especially to the Jews. Now, the book opens up with a royal genealogy, and it closes with the king commissioning his disciples. Mark emphasizes Jesus Christ as the servant of God and was directed to the Romans. No genealogy was given, since Jesus is portrayed as a servant and no one is interested in the pedigree of a servant. The book closes with the Lord working with them, laboring as a servant with his disciples. Luke presents Jesus Christ as the Son of Man, the perfect man and savior of imperfect men. And Luke 3 traces the human genealogy of Jesus back to Adam. Luke ends with this perfect man and Jesus ascending back up into heaven to his Father. And John stresses Jesus in his position as the Son of God. The book opens up with Jesus, the Word revealed as God. The closing verse of John indicates that the world could not contain all that Jesus did during his earthly ministry. And this is further evidence that he truly is the Son of God. So during that time, there were Jewish sects. The Jews of the New Testament times belonged to different sects or groups. The following groups are mentioned in the Gospels. We had the Pharisees, and their religion centered on obedience to the law, which they interpreted, extended, followed, and enforced. They followed not only the written law, but they also the oral traditions, which had been passed down from generation to generation. They were the largest group of Jews and the most influential, and they believed in the resurrection after death. Then you had the Sadducees. They were the governing group. They did not believe in the resurrection. They accepted only the teachings written in the law and not what they had been handed down orally. They were aligned politically with the Romans, who ruled Israel at the time of Christ. Then you had the Essenes. They were a strict legalist who looked for two messiahs to come. They lived in segregated communities. And then you had the Zealots. These were fanatical nationalists who advocated violence as a means of liberation from the Romans' rule. Now we're going to get into chapter 1 and this is the book of Matthew. The objectives are that upon completion of this lesson, you're going to be able to name the author of the book of Matthew, identify to whom the book of Matthew was written, state the purpose for the book of Matthew, write the key verses of the book of Matthew from memory, and state the life and ministry principle for the book of Matthew. Now, the author was Matthew, and to whom it was written to all believers, although the first intended audience was the Jews, to whom he presented Jesus as Messiah, the Son of David. The purpose was to present the ministry of Jesus, stressing his role as King of Jews. The key verses are going to be found in chapter 28, verses 19 through 20. The life and ministry principle are that the final command of Jesus to his followers was to go into all the nations with the gospel. The main characters were Jesus and the 12 disciples. So now we go on to our outline. Part 1, we have the genealogy of the king. And that starts in chapter 1, and it goes through verse 1 through 17. So then Roman numeral 1, we have the introduction, which is also chapter 1. Roman numeral number 2, people in the genealogy, still in chapter 1. Point number 3, the plan of the genealogy, still in chapter 1. Then we go into part 2, Roman numeral number 1, the conception, still in chapter 1. Roman numeral number 2, the birth, still in chapter 1. And then Roman numeral number 3, we change to chapter 2, and we have the events related to the birth of Jesus. Point number A, the visit of the wise men and Herod's plot. Point B, the flight into Egypt. point C, the revenge, Herod's revenge, and point D, the return to Nazareth home. These were all in chapter 2. In part number 3, we go into chapter number 3. Roman numeral 1, we have the preparation for the king's coming. Point number A, the ministry and the message of John the Baptist. And B, the baptism of the king. Those were all chapter 3. In Roman numeral number 2, we're now going on to chapter number 4. We have the preparation of the king. Point number A, the humanity attacked by Satan. B, his divinity attacked by Satan. And C, his lordship attacked by Satan. So those were all in chapter number 4. And then part number 4, we have ministry of the king in Galilee. Still in chapter 4, Roman numerals number 1, we have a call to repentance. Roman numeral number 2, 4 fishermen called to discipleship. In Roman numeral number 3, early successes and fame. These were all in chapter 4. And in chapter Roman numeral number 4, we now go into chapter number 5 with the principles of conduct for kingdom citizens. Point number A, we have attitudes that should characterize kingdom citizens. Point B, the witness of kingdom citizens in reference to light and salt. And C, kingdom principles in relation to the law and the prophets. Still in chapter 5. Point number 1, God's law is in general. Point number 2, the new law, A, killing, and B, adultery. C, divorce, D, oaths, and C, treatment of others. Point number D, there's 3 attitudes of worship in the kingdom, and that's now in chapter 6. And point number D, 3 attitudes of worship in the kingdom. Point number 1, giving, which is the outward look. 2, praying, which is the upward look. And 3, fasting, which is the inward look. And then point number E, priorities for kingdom citizens. That's chapter 6, verse 19. Point number 1, in relation to values. Point number 2, in relation to service. Point number 3, in relation to material needs. And point number 4, proper priority, the kingdom. In point number F, we're going to go on to chapter 7, which deals with the proper conduct for kingdom citizens. Point number 1 is judging. Point number 2, care for that which is holy. Point number 3, which is prayer. Subpoint number A, 3 kinds of prayer, asking, seeking, and knocking. And B, the comparison between the response of natural fathers and the heavenly father. Then we have point number G, special warnings to kingdom citizens. Point number 1, 2 gates. Point number 2, false prophets. Point 3, the proof of God's man doing his will. Point number 4, a comparison of wise and foolish men. And H, astonishment at the doctrine of Jesus. Those were all in chapter 7. And in point Roman numeral number 5 goes into chapter number 8, which is the authority of the king. So point number A, we have the authority over disease, chapter 8, verse 1. And point number 1, we have healing of a leper. 2, healing of the centurion's servant. 3, healing of Peter's mother-in-law. 4, healing of all types of diseases. Then point B, authority over his disciples. Point C, authority over natural elements. Point D, authority over demons. And then in point number E, we go into chapter number 9, which deals with the authority over sin. And point F, the authority over men. Subpoint number 1, the calling of Matthew. 2, eating with sinners. 3, answering a challenge. Then point number G, authority over death, the ruler's daughter. And H, authority over physical conditions. And those were all in chapter 9. Point number 1, women with the issue of blood. Number 2, blindness. 3, deafness and demon possession. And 4, the compassion of Jesus. These were all in chapter 9. In Roman numeral number 6, we have commissioned by the king. That's now starting with chapter number 10. Point number A, the 12 missionaries and their authority. Point B, instructions for the journey. Point number 1, where to go. 2, the ministry. 3, material instructions. And 4, spiritual instructions. Then we go into Roman numeral number 7, which is chapter 11, attitudes towards the kingdom. Point A, the kingdom is misunderstood. B, the kingdom is perverted. C, the kingdom is rejected. D, the kingdom is accepted. Then in Roman numeral number 8, we have controversies with the Pharisees. And that starts in chapter 12. Point number A, harvesting on the Sabbath. B, healing on the Sabbath. And C, the results. Then Roman numeral number 9, we have the unpardonable sin. Roman numeral number 10, these are all still in chapter 12, Christ's reply to the demands of the Pharisees. Roman numeral number 11, the priority of spiritual over physical relationships in the kingdom. And then Roman numeral number 12, we go into chapter number 13. Point number A, we have the parable of the sower. B, the reason for speaking in parables. C, the interpretation of the parable of the sower. D, the parable of the tares. E, the parable of the mustard seed. F, the parable of leaven. G, a summary concerning parables. And H, interpretation of the parable of the tares. Point number 1, we have the parable of the treasure in the hidden field. J, the parable of the pearl of great price. K, the parable of the dragnet. And L, concluding remarks about parables. These were all in chapter 13. In Roman numeral number 13, we have the king's reception in his hometown, and that's still in chapter 13. And then we go into part number 5, which is ministry in regions near Galilee, and that starts us off with chapter number 14. Roman numeral number 1, we have the death of John the Baptist. Roman numeral number 2, Jesus' withdrawal beyond the sea. Point number A, feeding of 5,000. B, following for the loaves and fishes. C, walking on the sea. D, ministry at Gennesaret. And E, controversy with the Pharisees and scribes. And that's where we get into chapter 15. Then Roman numeral number 3, we have Jesus' withdrawal to the region of Tyre and Sidon. Point number A, the women of Tyre and Sidon. Then Roman numeral number 4, Jesus' withdrawal to the vicinity of Decapolis. Point number A, healing ministry near the Sea of Galilee. And B, the feeding of 4,000. And then Roman numeral number 5, which is still in chapter 15, we have the ministry in the region of Magadan. And then Roman numeral number 6, we have warning the disciples concerning the Pharisees and Sadducees, and that's in chapter 16. Point number A, seeking for a sign. B, warning concerning the doctrine. Roman numeral number 7, we have withdraw to Caesarea and Philippi, still in chapter 16. And point number A, we have testing the disciples. B, announcement of his death, resurrection, and return. C, the transfiguration, which is now in chapter 17. D, healing of the lunatic. And then Roman numeral number 8, we have a brief visit to Galilee, still in chapter 17. We have A, a reminder of his death and resurrection. B, praying the temple tax. And then we go into chapter number 18, a lesson in greatness. D, warnings concerning offenses. E, parable of the lost sheep. F, settling disputes among kingdom citizens. Point number 1, how to settle disputes. 2, the responsibilities and privileges of kingdom citizens. 3, a question on forgiveness. And 4, the king and his debtors. Then we get into part number 6, which is the ministry of the king Imperia, which is starting in chapter 19. Roman numeral number one, we have healing multitudes in Judah. Roman numeral number two, the question concerning divorce. Roman numeral number three, children blessed by Jesus. Roman numeral number four, interview with the rich young ruler. Roman numeral number five, the peril of riches. Then we get into chapter 19 with Roman numeral number six, which is the parable of the householder. Roman numeral number seven, impending death and resurrection of Jesus. Roman numeral number eight, a mother's selfish request. And Roman numeral number nine, two blind men healed near Jericho. Then we get into part number seven, which is starting chapter number 21. Roman numeral number one, we have the royal entry into Jerusalem. Number two, the cleansing of the temple. Roman numeral number three, the fig tree is cursed. Number four, the authority of Jesus challenged. Roman numeral number five, the parable of the wicked husbandman, which is now in still in number 21. Then we switch into chapter number 22 with Roman numeral number six, which is the parable of the marriage feast. Then Roman numeral number seven, we have the attempts to discredit Jesus. Point A, questions of paying taxes to Caesar. B, questions concerning the resurrection. C, questions of the great commandment. And D, questions by Jesus. Then we get into to chapter number 23, which is Roman numeral number 8, which is discussion concerning the scribes and the Pharisees. Point number A, they pretend religious authority. B, they impose burdens. C, they covet praise. D, advice to the disciples. E, woes upon the scribes and Pharisees. F, the cry over Jerusalem. In Roman numeral number 9, we go into chapter 24, the future of the kingdom. Point A, we have the destruction of the temple. B, signs of the end. C, the tribulation period. D, the return of Jesus. E, parable of the fig tree. F, the day of the Lord. G, the command to watch. Then in H, we go into chapter 25. We have parables concerning the end times. Point number one, the 10 virgins. Two, the talents. And three, the sheep and goats. Then Roman numeral number 10, we go into chapter 26, which are events prior to the crucifixion. So point number A, we have the announcement of the approaching death. B, the plot to kill Jesus. C, anointed for burial. D, agreement of Judas to betray Jesus. E, the Last Supper. Point number one, preparations for Passover. Point number two, the Last Supper. And three, Jesus' warning and Peter's boast. And then F, Gethsemane, chapter 26 also. Then we have the betrayal and arrest. And H, the trials of Jesus. Those were chapter 26. And now we get into part 8. And this is the king's death and triumph. It starts chapter 27. Roman numeral number 1, we have the crucifixion and burial. Point A, the mockery of the soldiers. B, the road to and death on Calvary. C, the faithful women and burial and tomb guard. Roman numeral number 1, we have the resurrection, which is starting in chapter 28. And Roman numeral number 3, the Great Commission, also in chapter 28. So that is it for this lesson. Go ahead and do your chapter self-test and join me in the next lesson.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.